This is Dr. Dave, and let's talk about how you can make your life better using positive thinking. No matter how negative your life is, thinking positive always makes it better. Positive change is a gradual process that begins when you start thinking positive. Positive thinking doesn't instantly make your problems disappear. Nevertheless, positive thinking always makes a problem better than negative thinking does. The important thing is to get started thinking in a positive manner, because until you get started, your life won't improve. What you think and how you think makes a huge difference in the outcome of your life. When your life is hanging by a thread, the weight of negative thinking can break the thread. When I was lying in the intensive care unit with 2 broken legs, a broken scapula, 5 broken ribs, a pneumothorax, a hemothorax, and a blood transfusion running in my veins, positive thinking made a difference. Because I'm a physician, I was fully aware of the problems and complications that were stalking my bedside. The major long bone fractures could cause fat embolism to my lungs and kill me. The 7 units of blood running into my veins could cause hepatitis or AIDS. The partially collapsed lung could become infected with pneumonia. Prolonged bed rest creates a risk of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism. Fractures may not heal, or they may become infected, and I could end up with osteomyelitis. I've seen all of these complications happen to the victims of trauma, and they're not uncommon. Fortunately, none of these complications happened anywhere except in my mind. When I was flat on my back in the intensive care unit, I had to decide if I was going to listen to the voice of fear and negativity and make a bad experience worse by filling my mind full of fear. Doctors frequently are bad patients because they know too much about their problems, and that adds to the burden that they have to bear. I was fortunate to have excellent care, and I had a supportive family who helped me deal with this experience in a positive manner. Major disasters that traumatize your physical body teach you about positive thinking in a special way. When you feel great and your body is healthy, it's easy to think positive. But when you've been run over by the Mack truck of life, positive thinking is difficult. When it takes 6 months to be able to walk without crutches, thinking positive is a major challenge. When your plans are on hold and you aren't sure if you'll be able to continue your dream, thinking positive is extremely hard. When recovery from a physical disaster takes several years, thinking positive is put in a radically different perspective. Mental recovery may be even more difficult than physical recovery. Physical therapy may restore your physiology, but restoring a positive mind may seem to be an insurmountable challenge. As a physician, I was acquainted with suffering, but it was only a distant relative who never came to visit. When I experienced it myself, I found that suffering looks different from the inside. When you observe someone else suffer, it's easy to tell them to think positive. But when you're the one that's doing the suffering, it takes all of your resources to think a few positive thoughts each day. When you are in pain, your body shouts an unremitting stream of negative, discouraging thoughts, while your mind timidly whispers a few positive ones. Your mind whistles in the dark, hoping that light is on the way and that the nightmare will soon be over. When the body is unhealthy or severely traumatized, the mind suffers as well. I have intense admiration for people with disabilities who remain positive and fully involved in life. For them, staying positive is like climbing Mount Everest every day. No matter how positive your life is, you can ruin it with negative thinking. When I sailed across the Pacific Ocean on my catamaran, I had the joy of sailing in the trade winds with my family. After leaving Panama, we had 5,000 miles of Pacific Ocean to cross before arriving in New Zealand. Those 5,000 miles would be an unforgettable adventure unless we spoiled it with negative thinking. Negative thinking puts fear in your heart when you sail through the massive thunderstorms of the doldrums. Negative thinking makes you worry about your boat being attacked by killer whales on the Trans-Pacific journey. Negative thinking makes you worry about your boat capsizing. Negative thinking makes you worry about hitting reefs and encountering tropical cyclones. Negative thinking makes you worry about your children's education as they work their way through their correspondence courses at a snail's pace. Negative thinking makes you worry about dragging anchor and hitting a reef at night while you sleep in a tropical anchorage. Negative thinking makes you worry about piracy. Negative thinking steals your dreams. Positive thinking makes every aspect of life better. There is no limit to how good your life can become when your mind is full of positive thoughts. When I sailed across the Pacific Ocean, positive thinking made trade wind sailing into an exhilarating adventure. Our catamaran sailed before the same warm trade winds that pushed Magellan and Captain Cook across the Pacific Ocean hundreds of years before. We rediscovered the islands of the South Pacific. The voice of fear and negativity was absent as we sailed among the coral atolls and the high tropical islands. Seeing the mysterious volcanic pinnacles of the Marquesas Islands rising out of the sea after sailing nonstop for 3,000 miles is an unforgettable positive memory. My children matured as they stood their night watches. They were responsible for the lives of four people as they checked the horizon for squalls and ships and ran the boat at night. They learned the lesson that a positive mind can make dreams come true. Positive thinking got us through the doldrums in spite of the thunderstorms. The killer whales of the Pacific never attacked our positive minds. Positive action kept our yacht away from reefs and tropical cyclones. Positive thinking and positive action kept us safe and secure in dozens of tropical anchorages in the South Pacific, and they made our Trans-Pacific sail into an unforgettable adventure. Thinking positive is more than worth the effort. It takes both the good times and the bad times and makes them better. Don't allow negative thinking to steal your dreams. There is no limit to how good your life can become if you think positive.